There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're in conversation with Scottish film director Lynn Ramsey this afternoon on The Ticket. She was here for her red carpet gala premiere of You Were Never Really Here, which happened last night. If you managed to get tickets for that and you saw this film, do let us know. We'd love to hear from you. She also directed We Need to Talk About Kevin back in 2011. And if you just tuned in and missed that chat that we had on the show earlier with Lynn and the author of that book, Lionel Shriver, you can hear it again on the podcast. Just head to DubaiEye1038.com and look for The Ticket. They all go up there straight after the show. This new film, though, was also adapted from a book of the same name by Jonathan Ames. He's seen it and he liked what Lynn did with his novella. I asked Lynn, is it important that the authors the story came from the mind of like where she takes it?
My adaptations are pretty, I suppose, unique in the sense of, like, they're not, like, straight ones. And, like, I don't think any of them have been, more than Callie as well. It's totally off piece. But I think I've been trying to be really straight up with, you know, when I'm working in that kind of material and that's from a book or a novella or, and I've done original work as well. It's like, but that's different. It's just with, there's got to be a bit of respect, you know. But I think most of the, you know, the novelists I work with, maybe I've been lucky or something, you know. It's like,
I doubt it. You know,
well, you know, Jonathan liked my work. He'd seen some stuff before. Like, he knew I was, like, I was changing it a lot, and he just said, run with it. Like, you know, I told him a lot of my ideas and, you know, he thought they were exciting. We totally changed the end. It's like a completely different ending from the novella. But he just, you know, he said he thought it was beautiful, which was annoying. You know,
I thought it was beautiful. I watched it this morning and I thought it was beautifully sharp.
But he's a funny guy as well. But he writes quite, he can write real humour and real darkness. He came to Lindsay. He saw it in Cannes. I think he was a bit stunned, but that was just like Cannes being Cannes and kind of
everyone
crazy.
Was stunned at Cannes.
Yeah, so I think he wanted to see it a second time, and he was like, and we'd done more work in the sound and more work in the music. So he said to me, I'm really proud of you, you know.
You Were Never Really Here got a standing ovation at Cannes for 7 minutes, which is pretty much unheard of. Lynn joked, I saw in a press conference afterwards, that it was because it was 85 minutes long and everyone was just so glad that it was quite a short film. I think it was because it's a marvellous film.
State Senator Albert Vatto, his teenage daughter's missing.
What's the lead?
He got an anonymous text with an address.
I've heard of these places. They said you were brutal.
I can be.
I want you to hurt them.
As well as that 7 minute standing ovation at Cannes, Joaquin Phoenix also won Best Actor for his character Joe.
Get up and hear me. My name's Joe. It's okay, come here.
And it won Best Screenplay too.
Close your eyes.
We had so little time to shoot it. I've written 110 pages, which isn't very long, but I knew to make the movie in that amount of time. I had to sort of revise it. And that was good in a way, because I was, you know, you kill your darlings in a way. You go, like, yeah. You think something's super important and it's not. And then you start thinking about outside the box. Like, I was getting much less time to shoot sequences than I thought I could. So that kind of brought about the kind of surveillance sequence. I was thinking, it's really mechanical. It's really in and out. And sort of thinking about it a wee bit more psychologically. And then I thought, it's very impersonal, the violence. And that was probably a way around that kind of brainwave that came from thinking there's no way I can do this using stunt guys that are, you know, who are lovely but wouldn't need to, you know, very cool stunt scenes, and getting them round to your way of thinking and doing that in a balletic way in any way. That spurned on a lot of creativity as well. And then we did, the violence becomes more personal, and then what you see is aftermath, because you always, everybody knows that violence is all very explicit these days. I mean, you don't need to know what happened, you know, and somehow what you don't see is...
Your mind can make it more interesting almost.
Yeah.
Katerina plays Nina.
It's okay, Joe. It's okay.
Having her on set, being a young girl, did you have to make it light on set at all? Because it's quite a dark movie.
Yeah, I mean, Joaquin and I were just taking sight of each other the whole time, because, I mean, in the, people thought we were absolutely, you know, like, God, you're crazy. Like, it was because it was... I think it was a way of breaking this tension, you know. Like, I mean, he helped me in that respect, because, like, we had little time in prep again, and so we'd looked at some actresses, but New York is, like, it's a lot of theatre actresses, but they're really good. And there was a couple of really good girls, but she'd never really done that much, and he did a few things, like, you know, played out a scene longer or did something she didn't expect, and she just went with it in a very natural way.
On set, we would always be like grouping around and having fun. We would make fun of Joaquin a lot together. On day one, everyone tried to make me feel as comfortable as possible, and like Lynn let me call action and cut on like another scene and stuff. It was like a small scene, but you know, like everyone tried to make me feel like comfortable and happy, and they're all talking to me, and like everyone was being super nice. And you know, after that, like nothing changed. Everyone was still just, it was always like such a positive energy on set. There were a few days, you know, like where the scenes would get like really challenging to film, but you know, like even after that, like you know, even after I'd have to like, you know, cry or something, like the second Lynn yelled cut, you know, we'd be cracking up jokes again.
That's Ekaterina Samsonov, who is a young actress. She's only 14 years old, and she plays Nina in You Were Never Really Here. She was in town for the red carpet gala last night at DIFF. Again, if you did go, let us know. 4001, want to know if you've seen this movie and if you love it as much as I do. So Ekaterina is a successful Russian-American model and actress, but she did tell me it's not all about red carpets and Chanel dresses.
I go on set, and I audition a lot, and, you know, I work very hard. You know, I try to. I miss a lot of school because of it. It's a lot of people think it's very glamorous, and it is, but you know, it's very hard work at times too, because you know, I miss school, because you know, I'm in eighth grade, so you know, I have so much homework right now. The teachers, you know, they give you so much homework. Like, I have homework from gym class.
How do you get homework from gym class?
I was still angry about that too. I didn't understand it. He gave me a packet. He gave me more than my math, science, and English class teachers gave me. On set sometimes too, like people think like you just go on there and you know it's very like easy, but it's very hard a lot of the times, because like you know getting into character and you know just having to like cry on the spot like that, you know, it's very challenging.
She still felt like a child in a way. She wasn't like, you know, precocious. Sometimes you meet 14-year-olds that seem 23, you know what I mean? I think her mum and dad have done a good job about, you know, keeping her. You know, she's a goofball, you know, and she's done lots of different things.
My parents have done everything for me ever since I was 2 years old. They've been driving me into Manhattan. We live an hour and a half out of Manhattan. It's like almost every day my mom would drive me in there for a go-see or for an audition or for a job. And, you know, like, they've done everything for me and my brother. Like, they're so amazing and they're so happy for me all the time. And my dad has traveled with me everywhere, so my mom always stays at home with my brother. She hasn't even got to watch the movie yet, which... They've done everything for me. They're like my best friends.
And I explained to her mum and dad what was going on, but you know, I think I handled it very delicately, and also I tried to empower her at the end in a way that I don't think was in the novel.
This film, You Were Never Really Here, is by no means a movie where a James Bond type of character sweeps in and saves the day. If anything, it's more of a feminist flick with that different ending that Lynn Ramsey was just talking about there. I don't want to spoil anything for you, just go see it. If you like pacey dark thrillers, then I think you will absolutely love this movie. Just finally, I was interested to know from Lynn, in a world where we have so few filmmakers that are women, whether she thinks moving forward this is something that's going to change.
It's difficult when, you know, when I first started off, a lot of people, you know, I remember I was in my 20s and I was interviewed by a woman documentary filmmaker who was like, there's only 3% in women directors in the world. And I remember I was totally shocked at that. I was quite a naive young filmmaker thinking it should be totally equal, of course. I think there's an age that's over, you know, like that kind of power that is beyond reproach. You know, I think that people, it's been cracked, you know, a bit, and hopefully there's a bit of a revolution in the air. But I think there's still quite a long way to go before it's an even playing field, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, I think that's, I'm talking about not just women, I'm talking about any diversity, you know, it's like, you know, in film, I mean, that's what makes film rich. And you know, tell different stories in interesting ways, and that just makes the world rich, you know. So you know, I think, but it's getting better. It's definitely better than when I started. I mean, when I started, it was like, you know, it was like that tiny percentage. A technical level and with the crew and all that, I never find that. I always find crews are like, I've always just like, I don't know, like it's more at a top high level, I think, you know, where just there has to be a wee bit more, you know, a trust maybe, you know, or you know, it's like the guys get asked to do the big movies, and that's just the truth.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.